Hey trendsetters, for today's product review, I tried the Neutrogena Skin Balancing Clay Cleanser. Is this milky, non-foaming face wash a cleansing game changer, or should we leave the clay to pottery? Should you love it or leave it? Before I get to that, thank you guys for sending me ideas of products to try. Please keep them coming. DM me on Instagram. I am at Mara S. Compo. Let me know what you're curious about. I will check it out for you. I will spend the money. I will do the work. And don't forget to enter for the giveaway. I will be giving away a super duper amazing gift box of my absolute favorite products. Hundreds of dollars worth of skincare, makeup, and wellness products. I'll be giving away a different box every few months. Here's how to enter. Leave a 5-star Apple review for this podcast and make sure to leave your Instagram handle in the body of the review. And here is the best part. You only need to enter one time to be eligible to win. Every single time I do a box giveaway, those are great odds. So enter to win now. Now to the Neutrogena Skin Balancing Clay Cleanser. There's a big movement towards cleaner skincare products right now and also non-foaming cleansers. And this seems to be part of that. This caught my eye. I was walking through the drugstore. It caught my eye because of the extremely different packaging. I've been a big Neutrogena girl for years. They got me young. They got me when I was like 12. So I immediately noticed that their bottles look different. They were a little more simple, more streamlined, and also colorful, which they've never really done before. Generally, Neutrogena packaging is all white. This particular cleanser is in a teal bottle. I chose this one because it said it's for oily skin. So I chose the teal one, but they also had other colors. And all of that caught my attention. The packaging says this is a skin balancing, mattifying, and conditioning clay cleanser for oily skin containing polyhydroxy acid. The bottle says it's infused with clay and, quote, absorbs excess oil while respecting skin's moisture barrier. It says it's a powerful liquid exfoliant. I'm reading still from the bottle. It's a powerful liquid exfoliant and moisturizing humectant in one. With 2% polyhydroxy acid. It also says it has no parabens, soaps, sulfates, phthalates, alcohol, or dyes. Now, not disrupting the skin's moisture barrier, which is one of the things that's written on the packaging. That's another big thing in skincare right now because overly harsh chemicals can do that. As far as the polyhydroxy acid is concerned, this is a chemical exfoliant. So it will exfoliate your skin without that gritty scrub type of exfoliation, which is not necessarily good for your skin. The product itself comes in a bottle with a pump, and it looks like, when it comes out, it looks like lotion, not soap. It's like a milky white, and the consistency is like a slippery lotion. It's a little bit on the thinner side. If it were lotion, I wouldn't use it. I'd be like, this is too thin for, like, it's not going to moisturize properly, but it's not lotion. It's a cleanser. It does have a smell, which is notable because a lot of these brands that are coming out with clean products are choosing to go fragrance-free right now, but that's not to say it's a bad thing because this smell is divine. It's really, really hard to describe though. I will say it smells like outside in the mountains on a clear, warm, but not hot day. Does that make sense? Like I can smell a whiff of like a far off flower and maybe some minerals from the rocks, you know, that kind of thing. It just smells good. Okay. It smells good in an earthy, clean, natural way. The directions say that as far as application, you are to apply it to a wet face and then rinse it off. So simple enough. Should you love it or leave it? I love it. This is officially my new favorite cleanser. Yeah, that's how much I love it. First off, I love new ways of doing old things. I don't know what that says about my life that a new cleanser excites me this much, but be that as it may, it does. So a big part of me is just loving the novelty of this milky, non-traditional, non-foaming cleanser. So I just like the new experience. But beyond that, this packaging is telling me everything I want to hear. It's like a great man on a first date. It's telling me it will mattify and condition, exfoliate and cleanse, 2-in-1, while respecting my skin's moisture barrier. I'm ready to marry this guy, okay? And I also really love the way that it feels. It left my skin feeling very clean, but also moisturized. A touch filmy. If I'm gonna be picky, a little tiny bit filmy, but I have some mixed feelings about that, but I'm really just nitpicking. The smell is beautiful. It works well. It's a nice new approach to cleansing. It says it's doing all the right things. This is a love, love, love. The Neutrogena Skin Balancing Clay Cleanser is about $8 for a 6.3-ounce container, and you can buy it at the drugstore. Don't forget to enter for the giveaway. 5-star Apple review with your Instagram name in the body of the review. Please keep those ideas coming. DM me on Instagram at Mara S. Campo. Product reviews every Monday and Wednesday, and new full-length episodes of The Trend Reporter every Tuesday and Thursday. If the day starts with a T, it's for trends.